So, I've been thinking quite a bit about what I enjoy listening to, and I realize that what I enjoy listening to most is something that I am not all that comfortable making, which is Ramble Fap audios. So I decided I'm trying to get better at it. Not that there's a good or a bad, but just I don't know. I do these things and I think about you listening to them. And I think maybe what I need to do is not think about you listening to them and just do it. And see what happens, and if it seems decent, post it, I guess. I don't know. But I love listening to men make them, genuine ones. Not that there's any, oh, this is all sounding so judgmental. It's not meant that way. But just the ones I like are natural and conversational and easy and not a lot of artifice. So I guess that's what I'm going for here. I tend to have a pretty vivid imagination and oh, there's this fantasy that's been kicking around in the recesses of my brain for a while now. I have a hammock, and I adore lying in a hammock. I mean, what's not to love? But what I've often thought about as I lie in my hammock, is that it's a big hammock. And it's a two-person hammock. And the things one could do in a two-person hammock. And one of the things that I have often contemplated is being comfortably in my hammock and to have you join me, but not to lie beside me, but to sit opposite me. The two ends of the hammock make sort of a natural recliner if you have a pillow to go over the wood spreader bar, I guess I should call it, sort of, I don't know. And to keep from sliding down into the center of the hammock, oh, we would brace ourselves against each other. Either by our feet, or I don't know. That's how I've envisioned it. And, to do that, you'd have to have your feet separated. And, in this moment, it's probably dark because there are neighbors. But I'd really like it if for a little while anyway I if you just watched me You just watched me. I like being seen. Not just by anybody. I mean, yeah, that's fun sometimes, but I mean really seen. You know? Really look at me as I caress my breasts. Run my hands over my hips and just kind of knead and hopefully you'd like that. Hopefully. You'd like watching my nipples get hard, my eyes get heavy, and I would love to watch you watch me. You don't have to look in my eyes all the time. I think some of what's really hot is watching your eyes just wander where they want to. I took a hot shower. And my skin is just so soft and smooth and warm. It's just hopefully, your shorts are becoming uncomfortable. And, you know, you might just have to unzip them. And so I can watch you become aroused watching me, and then I become aroused watching you become aroused watching me, and well, then it's just a vicious circle. That's kind of the point, though, isn't it? To just let that energy bounce back and forth. Nowhere to be. No, nothing to do. Just in that moment, lying there. Touching but not touching. Just so exposed, and that being okay, you know, would you stroke for me, just slowly, just let me watch you. There's something just so sexy to me about the man. I don't know. Satisfying his need that way. I don't know. I'm just gonna let my hand wander a little. Whatever. Just feel the warmth of my pussy. It's wet. Slick. And I can feel my my clit's getting swollen. And you can see all of this. You can see better than I can. And it would be hard because I would really want to touch you. And I would really wish. I know my thoughts. I know myself, I know where my thoughts are gonna go. And it would be take a little self-control not to not to just take. But it's a long play game, isn't it? And I would. To me, that's kind of the ultimate in intimacy, to be completely vulnerable and naked and looking into each other's eyes and actually communicating. It's just you know, it's easy to close your eyes and throw your head back and get lost, but so much more intense to be seen and see each other. And just watching you get so hard and so needy, I guess. I'm feeling needy. Part of me just wants to just lie here, touching and just enjoying the sensations. And there's that other part of me that starts to feel the need to come. That deep, slightly achy, little desperate need. That one. Yeah. Ooh. And I think it would be fun for you to tell me what to do. Yeah, what would you like? Would you like to see me slip my fingers inside? Would you like to see me lick my clit ever so lightly with my fingertips? I like to do that sometimes. Would you like to see what it's like when I start to get close and get kind of rough with myself? Kind of stop being coherent. Would you like that? Would you like to see me getting more eager? Would you stroke faster with me? This is what you want. This is what you need. And when you do that, aside from making you spasm, it just kind of gives me carte blanche to just let go and just to know that you're hard because you're watching me. Oh God. And I don't Oh, so good. Oh. Oh. Oh, I have to go faster. Yeah. Oh. Oh, so swollen. So, so swollen. Oh.